You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Some guy faked being Jewish. George Santos, a Republican, gets elected in New York. I don't know why I thought this was so funny. Anyway, he claimed that his parents, or that his mother, she was born in Brazil, to immigrants who fled Jewish persecution in Ukraine and settled in Belgium and again fled persecution in World War II. But according to the foreword, which cited information from MyHeritage.com, Brazilian immigration cards and database of refugees, her parents seem to have been born in Brazil before World War II. Chris, I don't know that I've ever heard of somebody faking being Jewish before. I mean, it's New York. I guess I can see it, but... maybe, oh yeah, Whoopi Goldberg, Chris, don't do that. Maybe the name Santos should have been some kind of a giveaway. Oh gosh, let's get to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. I'm in a mood anyway. I'm getting ready to go on vacation. I'm in a great mood. Jesse, Shogun actually, it says, my wife gave birth to our son Friday. We are settled in at home. What advice do you have for these first 3 weeks of fatherhood? Buenas tardes. He says his name is Jordan.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to you and your new little one and your bride, Jordan. That's one. Two. Newborn babies suck. And hear me out. I know you love it. I remember the first time I held both of my sons. And I think it was a week or two off each time just so I could help out around the house because the wife had to feed it and had to get up a bunch in the middle of the night. So I'm there and I'm changing diapers and I'm doing all these other things. But when that's woman's time. When the baby is a newborn baby, that's a woman's time. It's just, it needs mom. It has to have mom. Mom's there feeding it. It's just, and she's treasuring it. And there's nothing wrong with this. It's not necessarily a dude's time. Now you're gonna love it and you're going to hold it and it's going to be wonderful. But I want to tell you something. Your kids only get cooler and more fun every single day they get older. My kids are 12 and 14 now. They're so much fun. All we do is just give each other crap all the time around the house. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. If you get tired and bored over the next couple weeks, which you probably will, it's not doing anything. Why isn't he doing anything? They don't do anything. They eat. And they poop, and they sleep if you're lucky. And sometimes they have trouble doing that. And so maybe, just maybe, I hope not, but maybe at some point in the next couple of weeks, your wife and you're going to be exhausted and red-eyed and the kid's crying again and it's 1 a.m. and this sucks. And you should know that's okay. Everyone wants to tell you all the fluff and stars. It's all perfect. He's so beautiful. No, no, no. My son, my oldest son, he pooped on me so many times. Now we now know why. He just had this thing. He doesn't really have it anymore, but he had this thing where he didn't like things in between his fingers or in between his toes, like any kind of thing like that. Now, we didn't know that because he couldn't communicate it at the time. But when he was a newborn baby, he would not poop in his diaper. And maybe you're sitting there saying, no, just leave it on longer. No, you don't understand. We tried everything. He refused, stubborn little. He's obviously a Kelly, little pig-headed kid. He refused. So what he would do, and because they're on a liquid diet at that time, I don't have to elaborate for you the consistency of everything. He would simply wait until we sat him down to change him, the diaper that was full of pee, and then he would explode. At one point, he launched poop clear across the room, at least 15 feet. He's so built up with pressure. It's not funny, Chris, that he would launch it clear across the room. We would find ourselves having to fool him. We would lay him down, and then we'd open up the front of the diaper and then hurry up and throw it back on because we knew he was getting ready to blow. We would drape ourselves in towels before we got down to change him. The change table didn't work. He'd pooped on it so many times. We had to cover a bed. Look, I know what you're going through. Just love on that little thing. Take care of your wife. This is more her time than your time, but your time will come. The wife's going through it now. My boys adore their mother, take care of their mother as they should. They treasure her as they should. Boys want to hang out with dad. Once they get old enough and dad becomes, you know, dad's the hero, dad's the everything. Boys are going to want to hang out with dad and they stop being mama's boys. She's going to have her time. Give her her time. All right. Now, let's address this really quickly here. Political theater trumps peace as starstruck uniparty fawns over Zelensky. That's really, really funny, by the way. I just want to point this out again. People keep saying, the argument I hear this in the left and the right, I keep hearing over and over and over again that it is in our best interest to stop Russia. And I actually don't disagree with that. I think it is in our best interest to stop Russia. But how do we know that's what we're doing? I want you to listen to this. This is from my TV show on I'm Right. My buddy Brian Dean Wright, he has a really great podcast, The President's Daily Brief. It's this short podcast he does every day, kind of getting you boned up on the news. Anyway, just listen to this.
There's about $9 billion that's going to the Ukrainians in terms of weaponry and intelligence training and so forth. But here's the kicker, my friend. Of the billions that we're sending over, especially those artillery systems, it turns out that we forgot to ask if the Ukrainians could actually maintain those things, right? Bring them into an advanced facility where they could fix them, right? The problem is there are no Ukrainians that can do that. So you have to have those artillery systems, especially the Germans, the Brits and others, their systems. You have to ship that hundreds of miles outside of Ukraine to get it fixed. So at any one time, for instance, the German artillery systems are not there. 50% of them are not in the battlefield because the Ukrainian guys can't actually fix this stuff. So we're sending a lot of money and weaponry over there. Not necessarily all of it is even there to do the good work. And by the way, we're only tracking about 10%. Is actually got into Ukraine. The other 90%, I don't know. We hope it's there. We're just not sure.
10%. We have to stop Russia's interests. Okay, are we doing that? Yes, you're a liar. You don't know that. Not a single person on the planet knows if what we're doing is actually helping Ukraine and hurting Russia because they won't audit anything and they won't track more than 10% of the weapons. We have no idea. And again, I brought this up briefly yesterday. I'll get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. These people.
American people are prepared to have us stand up to bullies, stand up for freedom. That's who we are as Americans. And that's exactly what we've done.
Yeah, we're very against bullies. We're very against freedom, right, Joe?
We've been patient.
We're very against bullies and we're for freedom.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. And your refusal has cost all of us.
Imagine if Vladimir Putin told his citizens His patience with them was wearing thin. Huh? Talk about bullies. Mighty Food Oracle. I heard your podcast about having to be careful with about what you eat before you go on the air. I'm just curious what you chowed down before being on Tim Pool's podcast. You know, that's not nice. Love your shows. They're the bright point in the darkness of the commie coup of our beloved company. One, that was whiskey that went down my throat on Tim Pool's podcast. He has all these fancy whiskeys there, and he loves offering them. And I actually refuse because I don't drink when I'm on the air. But he said, no, I want you to have one. So I would, look, twist my arm. I guess I've got to. So I poured some high-dollar thing that I'd never buy myself. And then towards the end of the show, it went down the wrong pipe, and then you heard me choking on it. That said, I don't want to brag. You know, I don't like to rub my celebrity lifestyle in anybody's face, right? I don't want to rub this in anyone's face. But I got to stay at a travel lodge when I was there, and attached to the travel lodge is a 24-hour diner. That's how you know it's good, when they serve food all day and night. That's when you know it's high-end. And when I say attached, I'm not making this up. You actually check into your room at the travel lodge in the diner. You have to go into the diner to check into your room and get your key. Well, I showed up there and I was starving. And I knew, man, I've got to go perform. And so as a high-level, super important celebrity, I knew what, Chris? I knew I had to fuel up. So I sat down, double bacon cheeseburger, milkshake, not fries, tater tots. I actually ordered the fries, and the waitress looks at me and says, "You sure you don't? We have tater tots." And I said, "Yes, ma'am, you get me." Like, she got me. Double bacon cheeseburger, milkshake, tater tots. That's why I went on Tim Pool's show and just killed it. Killed it out there. All right, running for Congress. People want to talk about spending bills. You have many, many, many questions, and I don't have enough time to get to all of them, so I'm going to be digging into all that right as soon as I tell you about the MyPillow products that are on sale right now. It's Christmas time. It's December 22nd. Today is the day. The gift of a great night's sleep or some comfy walk around the house, my slippers, is one that someone will be grateful for all year long. Mattress toppers are on sale. The incredible Giza Dream Sheets are on sale. The My Slippers are $90 off. They're $49.98 right now. That's $90 off. These things are indoor, outdoor. Want to fart around the house in them? You can. I do. Got to take the trash out? Don't have to take the My Slippers off. They're indoor, outdoor. Give the gift of a good night's sleep and some comfy footwear, and support a company that actually shares your values and fights for them. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse, all right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's check in real quick on Grandma Vodka.
When I came to Congress, there were 23 women, 12 Democrats and 11 Republicans. Out of 435 people, there were 23. Over 400 men and 23 women. Come on, you know, get out of here. So some of us just made a decision. We have to change this.
Yeah, that worked out well for us. Buenas tardes y noches. As you say, we live in a digital world and we have access to endless amounts of knowledge at our fingertips. We send those so-called conservatives to Washington and they screw us every chance they get. Why can't these senators slash House members start putting these bills up with a Twitter-like vote button on their websites? 12 hours passed and 57% vote no, so I'm going to vote no. They're supposed to represent us. So ask us before you send $100 billion to the cheap tracksuit-wearing Brighton Beach. I can't even say that final word. He's okay, not a big Zelensky fan. Okay. Listen. Accountability is one of those things that's very, very difficult. If you have a job, whether you're a stay-at-home mom or a lawyer or you work in construction, you have a job. And if you don't perform, there will be repercussions. I have a job. It's not much of a job. I do radio and TV, but I have to sit down here. I have to sit down here every day when I'm not on vacation. No, I have to sit down here every single day. I have to show up sober. I have to put my heart and soul into putting on a good show for you so you're entertained and interested when the time comes and the suits call and I have to go meet with the suits. I have to go. When I have to sit down with advertisers, when they want to discuss certain things, I have a duty. I have a partnership with these people. I have a duty to do this. If I don't, no, I'm not interested. Sorry, I'm too busy, Hero Gun. You guys go do your thing. I will get suspended or fired. I have duties. You have duties. The problem for Congress is there's no accountability mechanism, because the only one that's available, like, you get mad about these bills. And I talked about the 18 senators who voted for this bill. What recourse do you have? The only thing you can do to these people is vote them out of office. That's really all they care about. You can, now don't get me wrong, your calls can be effective and your emails can be effective, and no one likes to get shouted at in the airport or at a town hall meeting. No one enjoys that, and that stuff can help. We need to do more of that. But really what they fear, your only way to punish them is to take that seat away from them. Like our useless senator here, John Cornyn. John Cornyn is in GOP leadership in the Senate. He lives the life of a king. Private security, private jets, stakes, everything. He just passed a $1.7 trillion bill that nearly every Republican in the entire state of Texas is mad about. All of them. I know, because I've heard every single one of them. The only way we can punish John Cornyn is to beat him in the next primary. But in John Cornyn's defense, even though he's the most useless thing walking the planet, in his defense, John Cornyn doesn't think you will. John Cornyn has 20 years in the United States Senate that have told him when it comes time for primary season next time, he'll spend tens of millions of dollars in the primary trashing any Republican that chooses to challenge him. The voters will watch some meanie McMean face commercials on Fox News. And then they'll decide, I do like Cornyn. That other guy seems like a bad guy. And they'll forget all about the $1.7 trillion bill. And they'll go vote for John Cornyn overwhelmingly. It won't be close. It won't even be close. It won't be like 51%. He'll go like he always does and get 65, 70% of the primary vote. So the only thing we can do to hold them accountable is to vote them out of office. And we never vote them out of office. Who can blame them? I mean, look, why wouldn't he? It's not like they have principles. It's not like they stand for anything. Why not just fully embrace being a Washington, D.C. corrupt swamp rat? Why not hand out tens of millions to these people and billions to these people? Why not make sure the gravy train is rolling for whenever you retire from the Senate and then you're hired at various million-dollar board jobs where you have to show up once every quarter, go through some boring meetings at some luxury resort in Aspen? Of course he's going to do that if he's never going to be punished for doing wrong. To be fair, they're being pretty logical. If you've been a piece of trash forever and you've never been punished for it, well, why change? If the suits call me, hey, Jesse, come down. We need to have a meeting. We have to have an important meeting about this or that. And I say, nope, I'm good. Go pound sand. And they don't do anything to me. And then they call me again next month. Jesse, come down for meetings. And I say, nah, I'm sorry. I got to go eat some Red Lobster. I'm all booked. Sorry. And they don't do anything. Well, who can blame me for keeping on going? I'll never show up. Accountability matters. The GOP primary voter does not hold these people accountable. Therefore, they don't change their ways. It's just that simple. Not that you'd have to twist my arm to go meet with the people at Hero Gun. Of all the advertisers on the show, Hero Gun, I can honestly say, is the one that has saved listeners' lives. It just it touches me so much. I love it. I love knowing that you're safer because of the show. I do. It's a non-lethal gun. Buy one for the person you love the most and yourself, and please have them carry it on them. A Hero Gun or a Hero Arrow. It will save somebody's life. It will stop a very bad man from hurting the person you love. Go to hero2020.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a special discount, all right? You don't need a concealed carry permit. You don't have to have any experience whatsoever with weapons. You can hate guns. That's fine. I don't care. But this thing works. It saves lives. Hero2020.com, promo code Jesse, all right? Someone else is mad about the bill. We'll talk about that and much more. Hang on.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Nafok, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math & Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Man, we are halfway done already. I'm going to miss you. Are you going to miss me? I'll be back here January 2nd. I'll be back here Medal of Honor Monday, a brand new year, a new lease on life, taking a little vacation. All right? You can email me while I'm gone and tell me how much you miss me and love me. That's okay. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. This is from Breitbart. Omnibus bill, taxpayers to erect monument to journalists in Washington, D.C. Our loser, useless GOP just voted to put up a monument to journalists. My goodness. Well, look, at least it beats building monuments to George Floyd every other day. Oracle, how long before the communists don't even pretend to publish or show us peasants the spending bills? They already dumped them last minute with over 4,000 pages. I say soon. Well, of course soon. It's like the accountability thing we were just talking about. They're seeing what you've seen, especially in the recent years, what you've seen is a stress test from our elected leaders. They've been feeling us out. Hey, what can I get away with? How badly can I treat these people? And since there's never any response for them, they just keep getting more and more and more and more. They just keep taking and taking and taking. And again, back to what I was talking about. I know it sucks to say, but it's true. Why wouldn't they? I'd keep taking too if I were them. I'm glad I wouldn't. Well, I like to think I wouldn't treat the people like that, but they're never punished for it. They don't even pretend to read it. Yeah, you're right. Soon they'll just pass it in the dark of night. And they know. Well, I saw him on Fox News, Herb. We gotta vote for Tom Cotton again. He seems like such a nice boy. Did you hear he was in the Army? As long as we vote stupid, as long as we're stupid, we'll get treated stupid. Stupid people get treated like they're stupid. And I know that's harsh, but not your mommy. It's the truth. Primary after primary after primary, we go out and we vote for these same losers again. And then they go to D.C. and they pull this crap every time. And we yell and scream and we're mad about it. And then we go right back out and we vote for the guy we know because we saw him on Fox News. I met him once. He was so nice to me. Well, if we're going to vote on stupid things like that, then we deserve to be treated this way. We do. That's the hard pill to swallow. We deserve this GOP because we're the ones voting in the primary. I realize there are open primary states like South Carolina, but for the most part, it's Republican primary voters who are picking this GOP. We get treated like idiots because we act like idiots. That's the way it is. Jesse, on one hand, you say your show is growing leaps and bounds, and on the other, that no one would ever vote for a dictator as far right as you. I would say that times have changed since your run for Congress. You're the only radio personality that my 73-year-old Romanian-American mom knows by name and would gladly vote for you. You can say my name. His name's Antonio. People aren't buying. All right, let's have a talk. We're moving on to other stuff because this is a little dark. But the country isn't even as far right as it was 10 years ago. That's just the truth. When you have this much saturation in culture, when this much crazy communist saturation in entertainment and education and media and the corporate world is all in on it now, the country is not moving right. Now, the right that we do have is getting harder, and that's a good thing. We're getting harder. We're getting tougher, so that's good. It's not all bad news. But the country as a whole is not moving right. The country as a whole is moving left. And let me tell you something. This is a fact. If I was to run on a platform, and I would, because this is what I believe, not only should we shut down the border, I believe every single man, woman, and child in the United States of America who's here illegally should be rounded up and deported. You know that a tiny percentage of even the right would be okay with that, right? You would have even the radio hosts, even the guys you see on TV, overwhelmingly, people, it's too mean. Well, this isn't who we are. Well, we're not compassionate. Well, we're not. People don't want what I want. Now, there is an outstanding core of anti-communists who do, but for the most part, they don't. Look, I tell you this when I talk about, what's another good one? Pro-life issues. I'm way to the right of most of you on that issue. Do you know that when it comes to pro-life, do you know that I don't agree with exceptions? I don't. Oh, well, there's got to be an exception for rape and incest. Well, I know that rape and incest are like the most despicable things in the world. And my heart breaks for any woman that's ever had to experience something like that. Undoubtedly, many listening to the sound of my voice have. That's the ugly world we live in. But for me, that doesn't change the fact that that is now a new, unique, God-breathed life that should be protected at all costs. Now, the chances that that is far to the right of you are really, really, really strong. But I know that. That's what I believe. If it's not what you believe, fine, no judgment here, but that's what I believe. Why do you think I'm so passionate about preborn? I love that there's somebody out there. They're not going into just the nice areas. They're going into the most far left, vile, high abortion areas in the country. And they're putting pro-life clinics up there. And they're telling these young ladies, hey, come on, let me give you a free ultrasound. You have options. I think that is just the most blessed thing in the world. Is that something that would be popular national? I don't know, but I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I believe those babies need to be saved. And the young women, I believe they need to be given options so they don't do something they'll regret the rest of their lives. By the way, preborn.com/Jesse, if you want to give, it's almost year end. It's tax deductible. $28 is what that ultrasound costs. Or maybe you had a big year as a business or an individual. Give them $50,000 if you can, or anything in between. I don't care. It's all tax deductible. Preborn.com/Jesse, all right? Sponsored by Preborn. Jesse, Chris, and Michael, he addressed this one to all three of us. In March of 2023, my best girl and I will be visiting Houston for the rodeo and Cody Jinx. Michael, who's Cody Jinx? That's got to be a singer, right? The Houston rodeo, I should note this because I realize most of the country isn't in Houston. The Houston rodeo, yes, it's a big rodeo, but people come from all over the country to see it because it has gigantic music acts. Not just country either. You name it, the big music acts. Rappers, they all come. What? He's a country star? Am I going to get a bunch of hate mail for not knowing who Cody Jinx is? I don't listen to modern country music. I like older country music. Anyway, we will likely have one full day with nothing currently planned and then a few hours here and a few hours there. What's your best advice for a day trip, so on and so forth? One, you should eat barbecue once while you're here. Two, you need to eat Tex-Mex once while you're here. I could give you specifics, but I don't need to because there's a new great Tex-Mex restaurant on every corner in these parts. It's incredible. That's one. Two, Houston. Gosh, I'm going to sound so old. Houston has a great Museum of Natural Science, the Science Museum. Michael, am I wrong? See, Michael's nodding his head over there. It's stupid cool. The different exhibits and the planetariums and things like that, 1,000% worth your time. So you need to eat your way through Houston. You need to go to the Museum of Natural Science, and you need to make sure you try not to get shot while you do it, because this is also a very dangerous place in the loop. That's why I don't go inside. I don't go to Houston. I live in the burbs. I don't go to Houston proper much anymore just because it's gotten so dangerous. Same problems New York's having, LA's having. We have all these nutball communist judges and DAs, and they're just turning all the criminals loose and they're shooting the place up. They even have these super high-end malls here in Houston. You can go look up internet videos. There's gang gunfights in the middle of the mall. That is really, it's really sad, but Houston's a dangerous place. It is a dangerous place. All right, what do we have? Someone wants to complain about the GOP being weak. Someone wants to talk about the Black Hand. Do you know what the Black Hand was? It's kind of cool. Someone wants book recommendations, a new conspiracy. We still have to dump all over George Soros, which is a favorite pastime of mine. I just cannot. You know what? I'll get to this Soros headline before I give you my thoughts, which you probably can already guess, but just hang on for that. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. I hope we're staying warm out there. Remember, be safe. Be safe. I'm not. I'm done being dad. I just wanted to say be safe. Josh Hawley sounded inspirational.
Why has no one gone to jail regarding all this?
I don't know, but somebody should go to jail for it. And we're going to have clearly a conversation about the future of the FBI and what it's doing in our democracy. Because that kind of power, the kind of power that they have is immense. And if they're going to use it in this way, then I have to say, I think our constitutional order is not secure. And I'm very concerned.
I think Mr. McCarthy is talking about something like a church-style committee.
That would be a good start.
How about that? This is getting exciting. Now, I don't think this something's about to happen. But all right, George Soros, dumped $35 million into anti-police groups and causes in 2021. I will just say this again. I've said it before. I will say it again. One of the most disheartening things about watching America stumble and crumble as we become a late stage republic, one of the most heartbreaking things is America doesn't necessarily seem interested in saving itself. And that's not unique to us. Historically, when these big empires start to crumble, if you read into it, it just looks like no one's even trying to patch it together. They're all just trying to loot the treasury on the way out the door. I can't wrap my mind around a major nation of any kind, not just us, allowing a foreign-born rich guy to intentionally cause murder and mayhem within its borders. I cannot think of all the history stuff I've read and listened to and watched over the years. I cannot think of a single nation in the history of the world that would allow that. Every single one would stop it in some way, some in more drastic ways than others, but they would all stop it, all of them. Banish him, arrest him. Everyone would stop it. A nation should not allow some foreign-born billionaire, some foreign-born rich guy to intentionally kill its citizens. That's what's happening here, remember. We talk about things like anti-police groups and Soros and this and that, but let's keep in mind what it actually means on the ground. What it actually means on the ground is violent felons being turned loose from prison. And it means he's hiding in a bush as some 50-year-old lady goes jogging by and that animal tackles her and assaults her in ways you can't even possibly imagine. And she spends every day for the rest of her life having nightmares about it in therapy, her entire life totally altered. What it means is that violent gangbanger that gets sprung out of prison, he goes and starts shooting up the neighborhood and the bullet goes through a window and it hits a 7-year-old boy in the head the day before Christmas. That's what it means. That's what George Soros is doing. And what's crazy is this. He's so confident that this country is too weak to do anything about it. He does it right out in the open. It's not some secret. This isn't some right-wing conspiracy theory. He just does it right out in the open, right there in your face. He does it without any fear of any recourse at all. He won't be banished from our shores. He won't be arrested. He won't be anything. Our politicians will be out there posing for him. It just is frustrating to watch your country not care enough to try to save itself. That's all. Hello, historian Jesse. I'm curious if you have a take. I'm curious if you can give us your take on the Black Hand. Is that basically the method the communist shock troops have been using today and where you see us needing to head on the right? The Black Hand. Well, Black Hand is fascinating. See, a lot of people know about the mafia. That's not exactly news. The mafia, the Italian mafia. There's enough news out there about the mafia. But what's weird is a lot of people don't know about the Black Hand. And a lot of people don't know that the Black Hand and the mafia actually used to clash quite a bit. Now, sometimes they would work together, but sometimes they would clash. This was what the Black Hand was, and this was the situation. There are all kinds of reasons. You know what? Let me hold off on that for a second. I'm going to do a little history nerd thing here for a second. So you just better gird your loins. All right. There are all kinds of reasons for this, but Italy has a very rough, complicated history. And we think about Italy. Maybe we think about Italy as it is today, or maybe we think about Rome. But what you should know is after Rome, before Italy became Italy and after Rome, it was very much a nation of city-states where they were fighting each other at all times. And long story short, Sicily always ended up getting the shaft when it came to that. Always. It's just poorer down there. And the government got really, really, really corrupt down there. And when governments get really corrupt, criminal organizations will rise in order to be the protection. But long story short, Sicily became a hotbed for criminal activity. Very, very powerful, wealthy, violent criminals. And then that became a vendetta thing. And then immigration began opening up here in America. And a lot of, the vast majority, obviously, of Italians, as much as I like to give them crap, I actually don't have a problem with Italians. I just think it's funny. But the vast majority were wonderful, hardworking people. But whenever you have a big immigration push like that, you're inevitably going to get the bad element mixing in there. Many of them trying to escape the law or escape a vendetta in Italy or in Sicily. Now, what happened was a lot of these guys came to America and they're hardened criminals and they really don't know anything else but violence. That's how they had been raised. These were essentially wolves who got to the shores of America and looked around and thought, wow, we can kind of do what we want here. So they had a bit of a racket set up that was different. The Black Hand. Hold on. I will explain exactly what that is in a moment. You do me a favor real quick first. I want you to pick up your cell phone, and I want you to look at it, and I want you to ask yourself, who am I funding when I pay for the bill on this every month? Am I funding people who share my values, or am I funding people who actually take my money and use it to dump all over my values? Put your money where your morals are. We have to get better. And I'm not pointing fingers. I want you to understand that I'm not pointing fingers. I still make mistakes. I'm about to go on a vacation. I'm sure I'm going to spend money with this or that or where I shouldn't, and I'll find out after. I'll try to be good, but I make mistakes too. But the cell phone, I bring it up so often because it's the easy one, man. Pure Talk makes it so easy. American customer service, they save you a pile of money. Same great 5G network as one of the big guys. Why wouldn't you switch? What's the reason? And they're easy. It's easy to switch to the family plan too. My family of four, we all switched. We all switched at the same time, and they make it cake. It's just cake. You don't even have to give up your phone. Dial #250. And say Jesse Kelly, that'll save you an additional 50% off your first month, all right? #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk. As for me, I will finish my story on the Black Hand, and we'll get into all the other Ask Dr. Jesse questions and more. Hang on.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.